Good morning. My name is Bill Anderson, and I'm from Dry Zone. And with me this morning is my good friend Jason Harmon.
Hi, Bill. How are you this morning?
Doing well. We wanted to sit down with you folks and kind of talk a little bit about what we do. I believe we're actually going to be joining you for a few more weeks now. You know, when we were asked to do this radio program, I kind of wanted to start from an educational standpoint. When you see a lot of these different infomercials that are on TV, you kind of get sick of them. I mean, I don't know about you, Jason, but I am absolutely sick of hearing OxyClean. We believe that an educated homeowner makes educated decisions. One of the biggest investments people make in their lives is their house, you know? So I kind of wanted Jason to sort of talk a little bit about that this morning. And, you know, we're going to get into some foundation stuff that we do and, you know, just kind of start from there.
Thanks, Bill. You know, as you said, a home is probably the largest investment a person's going to make in their lifetime. It's an investment that is going to continue to give them returns if they maintain it. A home can't be just purchased and then let go. It needs to be maintained. You don't buy a racehorse and then not feed it or train it. You don't buy a home and not maintain it. So in maintaining a home, there's a lot of things that go into it, but we specialize in several of these things. We specialize in your crawl space, if that's what you have. We specialize in basement waterproofing and foundation support, and also basement finishing materials. Bill is going to lead us through some of these things in the next few programs, and we'll go into some detail on the special things that we do to protect and maintain your home.
Jason, listen, I do appreciate you helping me do this. One of the biggest parts of our business is our foundation side of our company, and I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that this morning if I could. I've been saying this a lot lately. When I first moved down here from Colorado when I was a kid, I had saw these houses that were sitting on telephone poles, basically. And I really always thought that was just because, you know, you only saw them at the beach, so I thought it was just the water coming in and people didn't want to wash out the first floor of their house. Well, that's really not what they're for. It's basically they're sitting on those houses because they need to sit in some stable soil. When we talk about our houses, we're putting our houses in some very sandy soils. You know, I'm actually from Lewis Beach. That's where I live. My office is in Milton. And, you know, it's the same over here in Cambridge. It's the same, you know, all over the Delmarva Peninsula where you see just this sand and water. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's how we made quicksand. You know, coming from our foundation standpoint, we really need to start thinking about how we build houses that last so long. You know, Jason had just talked about, you know, the house is one of the most expensive investments we'll ever make in our lives. And we had saw a lot of damage at the beginning of this year. You know, Jason, I don't know if you remember, there was a house actually not that far away from our shop that literally, I mean, the basement almost collapsed on itself.
This is true, Bill. You know, the Delmarva Peninsula is a very unique area. It's a very gorgeous area. But when you really look at a geological cross-section of the Delmarva Peninsula, it's really a big sandbar. We don't have any rock way down deep like a lot of areas have. So as a result, we have to be especially careful of how we build houses here. Now, in the past, houses have to be built to a zoning code, but we have another problem in this area in that our water table has started to rise over the last few years, and this has started to create, in some areas, problems with their foundations. The foundation problem is not something that cannot be fixed. We can do it. We have the products necessary to take care of failing foundations.
Jason, the biggest thing that I've seen, you know, in all these years we've been doing that, and I'd actually kind of like to, you know, take a few seconds after I make this point, Tana, talk about who we are, really, what we do, kind of give us a little bit of background on, you know, some folks you're going to be hearing, you know, over the next few weeks. But when we sat down and talked with these homeowners this year, especially this year, because, you know, the rain was so bad, everything turned so liquid on them and their houses were falling that, you know, everybody just, you know, the last few years when it wasn't so bad, when we were in a drought, you know, said, well, you know, it's okay. It's just a little crack. Well, it doesn't take a very long time to go from bad to worse. It takes a very long time to go from good to bad. So, you know, when you start to see the signs, it's a lot less expensive to see those signs fixed when it's real small. It's when it becomes open heart surgery, and that's what, you know, one of the designers that we have went down into this house that we were talking about, and it was like open heart surgery. I mean, there was mud, and there was sand, and there was metal, and, you know, there was oil, and there was all these, you know, these things just laying all over their basement that we were trying to use to fix it. We really had to, like I said, basically do open heart surgery. So, you know, those are the kind of things you want to think of. You never want to let it get that bad. It's kind of like a tune-up on your car, you know? I mean, when you buy your car, you make sure you maintain the thing. So, you know, that's kind of our thoughts on the foundation side of your house.
The homeowner also needs to know what things to look for that would give them an idea that they might have a problem. And there are basically three kinds of homes that we have here on the Delmarva Peninsula: those that are on a concrete slab, those that are on a crawl space, and those that sit on a basement. Crawl spaces and basements are the most prolific homes in this area. So keep an eye out for cracks in your foundation if you have a crawl space. If you see a crack in your cement blocks, this could be an indication that you're starting to have a foundation problem. If you have a basement, also look for cracks in your basement walls, both vertical and horizontal. Here again, this could be an indication that you might have a problem. And we do not charge to come out and look at your crawl space or your basement. We would be glad to make an appointment with you to come out and see if you do have any type of problem that is starting to develop.
So, you know, kind of wanted to talk about who we are. You know, I kind of grew up in a construction household. And, you know, when I got into college, didn't really like college, I kind of wanted to go out there and figure out something on my own. So, I went into the workforce and, I became an insurance agent. From there, I became a culinary manager for the Olive Garden. Finally ended up deciding, my father-in-law had actually approached me about starting Dry Zone. So for the last 5 years, actually this February will be our fifth year anniversary, you know, we truly have taken over as the largest crawl space, basement waterproofing foundation company, and definitely the best basement finisher I've ever seen. You know, a lot of those different products we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks. I kind of wanted you folks to hear from, like I said, Jason, who's going to help me co-host this, you know, kind of about his experience, you know, that he's done in his life.
Bill, I've been associated with the home industry all of my working life. I started out in the retail building material industry, working with homeowners and contractors. And from there, I went into the real estate industry and was in that for a number of years. And after returning from the Southwest back to the East Coast, I had a little problem on a cottage that we had at Dewey Beach. And I called a couple of companies to come give me an estimate as to how to fix it, and was turned off completely by other companies, by what they said and what they didn't say, actually. And I called Dry Zone, who made an appointment with me, came over, picked up on some things that I was listening for, and I signed a contract with them to take care of the problem in my basement. Jokingly, I said to Bill while we were sitting at the kitchen table writing the contract, "Bill, you need to hire me as a salesman." He laid his pen down, he turned around, looked me in the eye, and he said, "How quick can you go to work?" Well, here I am today working for Dry Zone. And this is true, actually, with 50% of our sales force. 50% of our salespeople have actually had work done by Dry Zone before they went to work for Dry Zone. And I think this really says something for the company.
I'm actually very proud of every single one of our designers. We don't send salespeople out to your house. You know, all of our guys truly want to be here. You know, we have ex-state police folks that work for us. We have folks that work for corporate UPS. You know, we have people that were in the military and, you know, the power companies and, you know, some large real estate companies. So, I mean, when we talk about our people, I think we have some of the most talented designers, a.k.a., you know, salespeople out there, because most of these people don't need to work for me. You know, I mean, they have, you know, their pensions and their retirements and everything else. These folks are here because they believe in our products. And that's the biggest thing I can say about the people who work for me, is that they want to be here. Not that they're out there trying to sell you something you do or you don't need. It's about how we can truly help save your house. And every single one of our guys is committed to that. You know, we've all done appointments that are, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at night when a homeowner had to work all day. And we've done the Saturday and Sunday appointments when we've needed to. And we have this thing in our company, and it's called WOW Service. WOW Service to me is really important, because ordinary service, you can get that anywhere. We truly stand behind our products, not just at the sales. You know, we had some uniforms that were delivered to my office, and we can hardly get a hold of the sales guy now. After he made the sale, he was gone. He's like, "Oh, you got to talk to the rep who, you know, who comes out and brings your clothes to you." I'm having big discussions with their company about the way they stand behind their products. With us, I really want a homeowner to say, "I can't believe how much they did for me. I was expecting ordinary service. I was expecting, you know, they said it was going to be good, and, you know, it was going to be very smooth, and there was going to see no problems. but wow, you know, and that's that wow that we want to hear from every homeowner. We're part of this very large network of contractors, and, you know, whether it's the basement finishing side or the crawl space side or, you know, our foundation support work side that Jason was talking about a minute ago or our basement finishing side, we have this huge network that surrounds us, and even if there's issues that we may or may not have foreseen or maybe have never even seen before, you know, we have all these people behind us that we can get the answers that we need. So it's just not, and everybody laughs when I say this in my office, but chucking a truck. You know, it's not just the, you know, the Bob the Builder guy who was in business doing landscaping last week, and I think next week he's going to do some carpentry, and, you know, maybe the next week he might try his hand in, you know, basement waterproofing. All of our guys are trained. My guys have all gone through at least ridiculous amount of training. You know, I'm taking a lot of our sales guys actually this week up to Connecticut for some of our basement finishing classes. We'll probably spend more in training this year than most companies make. I'm all about education. Like I said, that's kind of the way I wanted these shows to go in the morning. So that way, when you folks hear something like when we talk about conditioned crawl spaces or foundations, you know, well, why can't I just take a hydraulic jack and lift up my girder and put some shims in, you know, underneath the girder in between the pier, and then just rest it back on top of there? Anybody can do that. You know, you can go to AutoZone. I mean, we saw that last week. There was a house that had, you know, AutoZone hydraulic jacks underneath it. That's what was using to support the house. And, you know, at the end of the day, it failed. You know, the jacks came down and the folks had the same problem. A couple $1,000s later, they're like, well, Billy, what happened? And I'm like, you know, you got chucking a truck is what you did. When you ask us out to your house, the first thing you should get in the mail is a packet. Inside that packet, there's a book. And that book actually retails for about $15 on Amazon. And we have one for foundations, and we have one for crawl spaces, and we have one for basement waterproofing, and we have one for basement finishing. You know, there's a thing in there that talks about, you know, things you should ask your contractor. Well, you know, part of it is licensing. You know, if your contractor's not licensed, everybody can say they're licensed, and I can throw you numbers out all day long. That doesn't mean that it's right. So I'm really big into trust but verify. You know, in Maryland, we have our MHICs. And, you know, Bob's waterproofing can't do Bob's plumbing. It just doesn't work that way. Delaware, you have your regular Delaware state license. We keep current copies of our insurance sheets inside of our presentation folder. So that way, you know, all of our inspectors can show our homeowners that we have the licensing and the insurance that's required for our states. When we come out there, it takes more than a few minutes. And most contractors, they just come out and they do what they got to do for 10 or 15 minutes or a half an hour or whatever. And then they harangue you for the next 2 weeks. We truly sit down and try to do the education right from the door. And I think that when you're really trying to figure out what's wrong with your house, it's a lot to absorb. My wife and I, we were looking at some cars last couple weeks. And at the end of the day, man, every single car started looking the same. We sat down and we're like, okay, listen, let's just stop what we're doing here. Let's really start researching the way we're doing this, because it just wasn't working. The whole idea is we wanted a certain amount of amenities in that car, and we wanted to accomplish a certain amount of things. So we sat down, found that right car for us. I'd kind of like Jason to really sort of talk about what happens in a foundation appointment and what you should expect from him and what you should see and how you should feel about it and all those other things.
If time permits, we mail you in advance of the appointment a catalog that Billy was talking to you about concerning foundations, the causes of the failures, and what we do to fix these failures. Failures on a foundation can be attributed to any number of things. In this area, the biggest thing we're finding right now is the fact that the ground has become unstable in a lot of areas and cannot support the weight of the house anymore. And this causes the house to settle and some of the walls to crack. We have a number of products to address these problems. One is called a helical pier. Another is a push pier. We also have wall supports, helical tiebacks, and a number of other things.
Hey, Jason, what actually is a helical pier?
A helical pier is a 3-inch diameter heavy walled pipe. And to this is welded a helical plate, or it's also called a flight. And this helical plate is cut at an angle on one edge to create a screw effect. And these are welded to the first section. They can be in diameters of 6, 8, 10, 12, or 14 inches, depending on what's going to be required to support the weight of your particular structure. Now, these can be used not only on residences, but they can also be used on commercial buildings, too. Now, these are literally screwed into the ground. As we put these down and we use an excavator type of piece of equipment with an adapter on the end of it that torques these down into the ground, and as they go down, we add sections to them to achieve the depth necessary to get the resistance we need to support the weight of your house. There's a heavy, large bracket that goes on top of the last pier, or the last section of the pier, and this goes underneath your foundation. Now, these are spaced approximately 5 feet apart along a wall, and we come in a couple of feet from the end to each corner to start them. Once these are all in place, there's a hydraulic jack hooked up on the top of them, and these are hooked up in series to a control panel, and we can literally raise one jack at a time, or multiple jacks at a time, or all the jacks at the same time. This allows us to bring the house back up to the position that it was originally in, as close as possible. We can't always get it exactly. And once this is done, these brackets are locked in place, and the helical piers are actually supporting your house at this point, not the foundation. Once everything is done, the trenches are backfilled, and these stay in place permanently, and you don't even know they're there. Now, one of the other things that you might take notice of when you're checking your house for any potential problems, that's cracks in your drywall, doors that don't open properly, they stick, or windows that don't open properly, or floors that are sagging at some point. The helical piers can be used to correct most of these problems, and they are installed from the outside of the house.
Well, normally, I guess, Jason, right? I mean, you know, there's a lot of different applications for a lot of the different foundation products that we use. We talk a lot about helical piers or, you know, push piers. Most folks down here don't even really know what a push pier is. Mm-hmm. It's normally a little less expensive than you would when you use a helical pier, mostly because you really ought to have a geotechnical survey done of your land before you ever have a helical pier put on your ground, because the screws that, you know, we embed into the ground, we need to reach a certain depth, you know, a certain competent soil. And at the end of the day, we're not sure where that competent soil is because we just don't have x-ray glasses. So with the push piers, we can actually achieve those depths a little bit easier with skin friction and certain resistance things that we use with that. And normally it doesn't require as much intrusion. I guess that's probably the best word, Jason.
Yes.
You know, we talk normally about helical piles or helical piers on brand new foundations, a house that's not even there or a building that's not even there, because we don't need the resistance of the building to embed these things into the ground. So push pier, it's more of a retrofit. It's an aftermarket kind of deal. The nicest thing about it is, like, on light structures, say chimneys, and we see a lot of chimneys that are actually starting to come off the house a little bit. You know, at the bottom of the chimney, it's not so bad, but you start to see this little separation right up there by the roof. You know, what happens is you get all this weight, and these chimneys' footers are either way too big, and it makes it bottom heavy, or it's, you know, a very small footer, way too much weight at top, and it makes the top heavy, and it starts to lean away from the house. So what we can do is go in and basically embed or screw these helical piers into the ground, put resistance back underneath it, and jack it back into place. And once that's done, we simply lock these plates down, and the house is sitting in, or the, you know, the structure, whatever it is sitting in competent soil at that point. That's one of the bigger things you're going to hear when you talk to the engineer you hire, or if you talk to one of our engineers. We carry geotechnical and structural engineers on staff. So whoever you talk to, if you want your engineer to talk to our engineer, that's fine too. They tend to speak their own language anyway. They talk in letters and numbers half the time. So it comes down to, we have the right product for the right application. If it's in the middle of the house, sometimes they're just called things called smart jacks or push piers. You know, that's the foundation lifting, or helical piers or slab piers. Jason had said a little while ago that when they build houses down here, it's either normally on a crawl space or it's on a basement foundation. Most slabs don't happen. So slabs, they can fail in incompetent soil just as well as regular old standard foundation would. The application's fairly similar. It's basically nailing the structure into the ground. Jason, would you say that's probably a good way to describe it?
That's a pretty good way to describe it, Bill. People might think that these products are new, but they're not. Helicals have been around for hundreds of years, actually. But it's just been in the last few years that they have come to the forefront to be used on for residential purposes and small commercial purposes.
Yeah, I think actually one of the first times I had actually had seen a helical pile or helical pier, was they were describing a lighthouse. So you can actually use a helical pier for either tension or torque. There's an airport that we had gotten a call from that they needed to basically keep the hangar from flying away in a big storm. So they're talking about, you know, using their engineer had called our engineer and was talking about using some helical piers to truly nail it down because they were worried about the uplift off the hangar. You know, they didn't want this, you know, they didn't want to see that great big shell blow away in a bad storm. So there's a lot of different type applications you can use it. It just really comes down to what makes the most sense in your house.
Another thing, too, that we're noticing are failing basement walls. The walls are tending to bow in, and this is being created by soils on the outside that are compacting and putting pressure on the outside of the basement walls. This is pushing the blocks inward, causing both horizontal and some vertical cracks, mainly horizontal cracks. And we have a product to fix this. Actually, we have two different products that can be used depending on what the situation is. And these are called helical tiebacks, or wall tie backs, and if not corrected, that wall can actually cave in. And when that wall caves in, then you've got real big problems for your house. The house could actually be damaged beyond repair. But when caught early enough, these walls can be corrected using the helical tie back situations. And here again, these can be done winter, summer, weather doesn't affect the installation of these.
Yeah, one of the neat things that had actually just happened to our company was last week we had won an award through the Delaware Contractors Association, and what we used in this the house that we won this award on, it was called a Geolock wall anchor system. And what happens is when you go into a basement, especially when you see a concrete block basement, if you see a horizontal crack in it, well, if you put like a straight level on or just a piece of wood or whatever, you'll actually see that wood rocking normally right there where that crack is. So, you know, most folks will call us up and they say, well, I got this hairline crack that's running, you know, horizontally through the wall. And, you know, we get out there and the house may have already been heaved in, you know, a quarter of an inch, a half inch. I've seen, you know, I've seen as much over as an inch. And that's just a ridiculous amount of inward movement of that wall. I was actually listening to a radio station today that was actually out in Des Moines, Iowa. And they were talking about, you know, inward movement of walls. And, you know, when the ground gets very wet, it gets very heavy. And we don't get as much expansive soil as we do, say, maybe up north, like Newcastle County, Kent County in Maryland, even Kent County, Delaware. You know, you start getting into a little bit more of the clays. Well, when clay is wet, it expands. You know, it gets very heavy and it swells and it expands. Well, what that does is that puts an unnatural force on that wall. Our foundation walls were only meant to support things with a vertical load, not a horizontal load. So at the end of the day, a lot of these houses are starting to fail and you don't even know what's going on. So you see a guy come in there with some I-beams, and we have, you know, an I-beam type system, but we've all seen, at least in some basements, where they put these I-beams on the walls, and the biggest thing they're going to say is, well, listen, it's not going to get any worse. You know, we're going to at least help stabilize it. Well, you know, in my business, I try not to just stabilize things. We try to fix them. Who can ever finish off a crooked wall? So with these wall anchors that, you know, Jason was talking about, whether they're the helical tiebacks or the Geolock wall anchors, it gives you a chance to actually straighten that wall over time. When that happens, then you can actually start doing different things on your house. Because if you add weight to a broken wall, you're just exacerbating the problem. You know, there's nothing good that's going to come out of that.
Yes, Bill, there's a number of things that can be addressed where there are problems with a home. And people have to realize that at some point in time, they might want to sell that house. And real estate law requires individuals to fill out a disclosure statement on any defects on their property. And even though there might have been one of these defects in the past and it was fixed, this is going to be able to be stated on this disclosure statement, and it will help the value of your home when you sell it. Any problem that is not fixed, there's going to be two situations, basically. Either you're going to lose the sale of the house, or the buyer's going to knock off enough money off the price to get that fixed themselves. So if you can have any of these problems fixed now, down the road when you get ready to sell your house, the value of your house is going to be more.
Actually, something I think that's fairly important, you know, you used to be in real estate for all these years. You know, how many houses did you come across that had all these problems in it? Hundreds? Thousands?
I didn't keep track of them, Bill, but we would run into crawl space problems quite frequently, and basement problems also frequently. And in most cases, a lot of these products were not available at that particular time. So it was a matter where either the sale was lost because of the problem, or the buyer offered a much lower price than the listing price on the home in order to buy it and possibly try to fix it themselves. But we now have the ability to fix these problems and take care of them prior to putting the house on the market for sale. Now, you might want to say another thing, and that is that if you buy a house with a basement, you know, you're paying for space in that basement. So why have a wet basement and not be able to use that space? Finish it off with the products that we have available necessary to correct your water problem, and let your family enjoy that space rather than whoever buys your house.
Any final thoughts? Any final wisdoms?
No final wisdoms, but I look forward to going into detail on some of these products on future shows.
All right, folks. Well, I'm Bill Anderson from DryZone. If you want to get any more information from us, please email me at bill@dryzone.com, bill@dryzone.com, or you can always call my office at 888-617-0363, 888-617-0363.